This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Cheer!
Have a holly jolly
7 after the hour. And when let's have a Christmas party on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Everybody's doing different things on Christmas, but it's an acknowledgement that there are important things that regard family and friends. That's really what this is supposed to be. So when you go back in your mind, this is an exercise for everybody that is listening, everybody who's participating, the best Christmas you can ever remember. Circumstances that led you, and you still now, to this day, think about this Christmas as being the best Christmas that you ever experienced. Start with, let's do Kara first. Kara, what's the best? It doesn't make a difference what age you are. There's a Christmas that we all remember that was the best, the most fabulous experiences. So what was yours?
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot. I don't... You know, most of my Christmases are, they're pretty much the same, and they're all amazing, and they're all great, but we kind of do the same thing for all of them, so, oh, God, which one?
Age-wise?
Oh, God. Just go, really? To, go to Victoria. Yeah, I don't
I'm
have...
I'm thinking, I don't have a... I can't pick one.
I totally have mine.
Okay. Yeah, let Jen go.
Hi, Jennifer. Up first, as usual. Go ahead.
Just an honorable mention goes to the fact that my mom and dad would always host Christmas Eve at our house, and so it was always exciting to see my grandparents' gigantic 1971 Ford Granada pull up in the park in the driveway, because I knew it was just great to entertain my grandparents, and they were bringing gifts, and that was really fun. But my favorite Christmas was a year that I asked for a pumpkin farm, which was this toy that maybe this is why.
Oh, not an actual pumpkin farm.
No, it was. This is where my pumpkin hag status started. It was from Little People. Remember the Little People? And it had like this whole scene, and the farmers actually did functioning tasks as these pumpkins like moved around this thing. It was very interactive, very cool. And I also wanted a My Pretty Pony, not to be confused with the My Little Ponies that are popular today, but the My Pretty Pony was a larger horse where you could brush the mane, and it was really cool. And so both of those things apparently were very popular that year. And so when I got on Christmas morning, I lost my mind because Santa had left boot prints behind from the chimney to the Christmas tree. And I got tons of wonderful stuff. But I also got a letter that was left to me by Santa that said that the elves had a hard time keeping up with all the orders for the My Pretty Pony and the pumpkin farm. And that on my birthday, I would wake up and he would make a special trip down from the North Pole and I would find my pumpkin farm and my little pony, My Pretty Pony. And sure enough, and my birthday's in February, so just a couple months, it was still fresh in my mind. I woke up and I ran out on my birthday, and they're sitting there with glitter and a note from Santa saying what a patient girl I was. I got my presents, and it was incredibly special, and it always sticks out in my memory.
That's understandable. That's a great one. How old were you? Do you remember that?
24. I don't know, maybe 6, I think. Something like that.
That's so cute.
6 or 7. Yeah.
All right. So if you, I don't want to, neither, my purpose here is not to get you to really work hard. There's either something that comes immediately into your memory as to what really has been a great Christmas or not.
And I feel lucky. All my Christmases have been great.
Well, that's the good thing.
Yeah.
So then we've all played Christmas games. Normally Christmas Eve more than Christmas Day. Do you ever, there are things, some of the things that people give to each other, but there are games that people play often, and I'm not sure whether that's the case with you or not. Are there particular games, the family's together, and it's either after all the presents have been unwrapped, before you eat, what do you do? A lot of people sit down in front of the television set, but then there are others who are curious sorts, and they play games. Is there a particular Christmas game that comes to mind that you've played over the years, inside or outside?
You know, we don't have, like, Christmas. I don't really know of any specific, like, Christmas-related games, but my family has a couple of really good family friends, a girl that I grew up with since I was really small, and my parents are friends with her parents, and they normally come over every Christmas Eve. They're going to come over this Christmas Eve, and we normally have a game night where we'll play, like, Scattergories or Apples to Apples, just kind of good, like, family games. That's always really
that's
fun
I mean.
Every year. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. Fun. Have you ever do anything
you
like that, Victoria?
No, we don't, actually. I'm trying to think what we do.
What do you do for Christmas?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Christmas.
Apparently drinking until they forget what they did.
Yeah, exactly. Christmas Eve, when we were kids, we were always allowed to open one present. And so that would kind of occupy us with whatever present we got, whatever toy we opened up. That's pretty much what we played with. And then Christmas Day, I'm trying to think. No, we're not like a games family. And actually, I dated a guy when I was in college who's family was a big games family, mm-hmm. and I did Christmas Eve.
That's why I asked
their house.
Are there a lot of games that get played at Christmas time?
Yeah, and I went to Christmas Eve at his house one year, and that was really fun. I think we played Taboo or something. It was really like teams and everything. They were organized. It was fun.
Really? All right, Jennifer, you were about to say. You were about to
give you
come
a sneak
in
peek
the queen
because
of,
you and I are going to, well, yeah, the queen of Christmas.
Are we playing games?
By unofficial time.
Christmas
well,
Eve?
Well, you know,
games?
Early on in my life, the Christmas game, well, actually any game, when our family got together, we'd play Canasta. And then it was like a rite of passage when you were a kid to learn how to play Canasta, which was a lot of fun. But after my grandparents died, it was like Depression City. And so I tried to create some new Christmas traditions for us. So one that people pretend they hate but they love, and Doug, you are going to love this, is I make everybody sit around the Christmas Eve dinner table after we're done, and we sing Christmas carols.
Ah, oh, boy.
Karaoke.
Yay.
And
oh
I've
boy.
Even printed out, yeah, I've even printed out lyric sheets, and,
this
yeah.
This would be great.
Now, how many people are you expecting? I know you're sort of hosting at your dad's house, right? Is that
Christmas
how it goes?
Christmas Eve has become, yeah, and actually this year, because I was sick, and because logistically, we're going to cater this year, which is weird for me, because I always cook, but we have a lot of people who don't eat meat, Dougie, right?
Yeah.
And so we have catered in some really yummy stuff, which should be good. And so we'll still sit around the table. I told my dad we'll still sit at the table. We'll still have it. And we're expecting, if everybody shows, if my aunt and uncle come down, it'll be 19, if not probably around 17 people, which will be perfect.
Nice.
So it'll be a nice size. Yeah.
All right. I would like to have a tray of appetizers, please.
Oh, but would you like to know what you're having? You're having
yeah.
some quiche.
Yeah.
And we've got quiche and cheese and crackers and a veggie mm-hmm. tray. And what else did we get? Meatballs. You won't like those.
No.
I'm making a few other things. And then at Christmas dinner, you're going to get 3 cheese mushroom lasagna.
Ah.
You're going to get chicken, baked chicken Andreas. You're going to get some broccoli rotini with pesto.
Really?
It's going to be really good. You're going
to
love it.
All right, so then I don't
salad.
Have to bring in.
I'm roasting vegetables.
I don't have to bring my own Kraft frozen dinner with me then when I come.
No. No, because typically I usually do Czech food. I do our traditional, I do like a stroganoff over dumplings, but
what was
my grandparents are in town.
Together.
They don't eat meat. You don't eat
what
meat.
What was it? Was it Thanksgiving? We went to Ruth's. Chris was a Thanksgiving dinner that we had together. But there was
that's
something.
Right.
Didn't we do something at Christmas time one year? Quite a long time ago.
You came
ago.
Over for a birthday party of mine once.
Yeah, I do remember that. I was just trying to remember the party.
And we sang karaoke together, remember?
Yes. I always remember the singing. So, and that's what that's partially what Christmas is about. It's singing. It doesn't make any difference with it. I don't, you know what? It really annoys me. When Kara and Victoria take shots at me for my singing, I don't care what it sounds like. I just want to sing.
Okay.
I don't,
clearly.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah. We got the message. You
no,
don't care.
You really. You got the memo.
Yeah.
16 after the hour. This is the DJ. What?
It's funny. It's funny how people pretend that they hate the singing, and then all of a sudden they're the ones singing the loudest. So I make mm-hmm. them sing anyway.
See, I like the singing in a group because everyone's voice drowns out the bad singing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Doug's going to hate it because he wants to be the loudest.
Well,
not
know,
a challenge, Dougie.
When I was in Italy, when was I in Italy? Last month, the month before. I find it really interesting. To think back on that night when we were all at dinner, the Americans and the Italians and the Germans and the Swiss. And somebody started singing, And I was having a conversation with one of the guys from Switzerland, and he looked at me, and whatever it was, we started singing, and it got to John Denver, Take Me Home, Country Roads, and all of them, no matter what their nationality, all knew the
lyrics.
Jumped out a
window.
I was standing up. I happened to be standing up talking to this guy, and I just started with, like, the conductor, and everybody looks at me, and we're all then cheering, and they were all drinking, and then we sang Old MacDonald Had a Farm. God knows where that came from. But it is, that's the kind of stuff that's just fun. And it is it's a way to communicate with people, actually. Music is a fabulous way, I think, to communicate with people. So anyway, this is what we're trying to do here, is stimulate your own activities and or your memories or both. Because Christmas is a fabulous, fabulous time of the year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. If you're in the new year looking for a new job, you've thought, if you worked in radio, you've been fired. So then it's a joke, but it really isn't a joke. This is the time. I don't even begin to understand. And I say this sort of at one of the shows that has been stuck in my craw for a long time. This is a little inside radio, but I'm going to tell you the story anyway. Fact that when I really was humming along with the old Good Day show during the era from, let's say, late 2002 into the crash of 2008, I had 580, 509, I had as many affiliates as George Norrie does for his overnight show. Anyway, so, but because of certain competitive circumstances, the guy that ran a network, Jennifer and I know all too well what a creep this guy was, and I'm not going to mention his name because it probably doesn't mean anything to anybody anyway. But he had set up this thing, and he got me to give him my affiliate list so he could help me in sales. And what he really was doing was setting up a competing program to mine, and went after affiliates, and he got about 70 or 75 of them as he put this thing together. Well, it happens. You know what? All things come to an end that are started. You never, ever succeed when you steal from somebody else. When you take from somebody else, it never works. So this guy's program disappeared yesterday. And, I mean, literally disappeared. People went to carry the program, and there was dead air there. So we found maybe 40 or 50 new affiliates almost overnight like that. And the reason I'm saying it is because I'm not I don't feel bad for the guy, because he was a bad guy, and the way he did business was bad. But a lot of people are getting pink slips. A lot of people got fired. A lot of people lost their jobs, and for that I feel badly. And that seems to be the thing that happens at this time of year, not only in radio but other businesses as well. I don't understand why it is. When people say, "Well, it's the end of the year. We've got to cut the budget for the new year, et cetera, et cetera." What the hell are you thinking? It's Christmas. You don't fire people at Christmas time. You don't fire them at the, you know, you wait until Valentine's Day or something, you know, January 15th, whatever it is. But you don't fire people at Christmas. Now, having said that, if you're looking for a new opportunity, you have either been fired or you want a new job because you can't stand your boss, or you want to get ahead, whatever the reason, this is the time of year that people really start working this over. And that's why ZipRecruiter is so busy. ZipRecruiter is the most important way for you to connect with a potential suitor, if you will. And I'll turn that around. The suitors, in the form of businesses, whether they be small, medium-sized, big businesses, everybody literally is using ZipRecruiter because they have this smart matching technology that actively notifies qualified candidates about your job. So you'll get somebody, you post it, goes everywhere. Within minutes, you'll get something that comes back to you that, oh, look at that, look at that. Look at how good that candidate is. So use ZipRecruiter free now by going to ZipRecruiter.com. Use the code DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hey. fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Christmas. Why not?
You make it feel like Christmas.
Got a gander at this a little earlier, I think. Was it this week or was it last week? Gwen Stefani and her new Christmas music. She teamed up with the Empire State Building to get New York City in the holiday mood, the holiday tone, the holiday spirit. What better at Christmas than to look at the lights at the Empire State Building? Now, you're the New Yorker here, Victoria. Mm-hmm. What's the Empire State Building look like this year? Is it usually...
It changes all the time.
Uniform? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. It changed all the time.
It's incredible. I want to say probably close to 10 years maybe now, they've had these programmable LED lights.
Yeah.
And so it's during big football games, during the Super Bowl, they light up every time a team scores, the whole Empire State Building lights up in the team's colors.
I didn't know that, really?
Oh, it's super cool. Yeah, they do it for everything. Big, you know, all kinds of events. So I have not seen this yet, but apparently every night at 7 p.m., so Kara, tonight when you're on your way to the city, look up.
Oh, that would be
look
so
out the window
cool.
of the bus.
Yeah.
As you come into the island, which is what Manhattan is. So now, as the Christmas season is at its apex, the show is going to be live synced to the radio broadcasts of the song on an iHeart station in New York, Z100, and they have another station, the Light FM station, 7
Light
o'clock.
FM is all, that's all Christmas music from Halloween on.
Yeah. I love New York and I love Christmas, so this is beyond a dream come true, says Gwen Stefani. There's a video of her riding in a helicopter around the Empire State Building as it debuted the light show. That was put online for fans to enjoy.
I watched that on Instagram.
Is it cool?
Great. Yeah,
I love
it's
her.
Very, very cool.
I have such a girl crush on her. And the way that Blake Shelton looks at her, oh my God. Every woman deserves a guy who
looks
at you.
Stomach turn.
Except for Garth Brooks, the way he looks at Trisha Yearwood. Blake Shelton is just so in love with her, and it's adorable.
He loves her, too,
So have you not ever, doesn't Lewis look at you like that?
Well, it's hard to tell when you're the person being looked at. My mom has said that Lewis looks at me that way. She knew that he was the one because of that.
Yeah, really? No, that's good.
That's what she says,
How about, how does Jeff look at you, Jennifer?
Jennifer.
People say like that, but again, it's difficult.
Uh-huh. See, the hardest thing with this, because Jennifer works, she has three different jobs. I'm gonna tell you something that I'm observing.
Can you guys not hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you now. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, I was saying that he looked at me like that, but it's hard to tell when you're the person.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also hard for people who are not in the family. Like, I'm kind of the family, so I'm going to meet Jeff for the first time on Christmas Eve. And I'm going to be interested in the vibes. This is not pressure, because it's not, you don't care whether I like them or not. Although I think I have some influence on you, and I just want you to be happy. So the pressure's not on.
Jeff sounds like he's an awesome guy, though. So
yeah. I'll tell Jeff to be on his best behavior, Jackie.
Well, not necessarily. But
I'm going to give him no instructions. So I want your honest opinion. Oh, no, what am I signing up for?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know you'll get that anyway.
I know.
Yeah, and then your father and I will consult after hours. All right, next on the musical list is Sugarland from 2011, when Sugarland released Tonight, their final single before going on hiatus. Jennifer Nettles, Kristen Bush, since then have pursued their own projects. Nettles released That Girl in 2014, Playing with Fire in 2016. Bush issued Southern Gravity in 2015. Nettles has done some acting on Broadway and television, that sort of thing. At the close of the year, they have reformed their multi-platinum duo, released a new song called Still the Same, and that's what you hear playing. They're going to play it as part of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve as well. 28, Pat.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And it is. The things that go on at Christmas, the good wishes, setting the tone for the next year, 34 after the hour. That's what we're trying to do here, a bit of Christmas cheer spilling over from glasses to plates, a lot of the things that we do on Christmas. We also do again on New Year's. Put all these things together, and what do you have? Lots of good exchanges of time and talent. It's just kind of fabulous. I was looking at and the message too, by the way, if you take the religious side of the message, I'm not sure Jennifer Horn or Victoria Keelan or Kara Schillen were here with me do it in a literal sense. I certainly don't, because long ago I discovered that Jesus was born in March, and so it kind of blew my mind. I think it was almost as bad when I found that out, that Santa Claus was a questionable character. Excuse me?
Oh, my. Seriously, Doug, what is going on with you?
How do you mean?
It's the holiday season. What's happening?
What do you mean?
You've just exasperated Jen.
Why? I was about to talk about the whole...
You're saying he's a questionable character?
Who?
Santa. Give me a break.
Oh. Santa was questioned.
Merry Christmas.
Somebody questioned. I was upset about it. I never have really believed that there was no Santa Claus.
What?
But some people do. I know it's horrible.
Oh, boy.
Horrible.
Moving on.
Moving on, exactly.
It's the most wonderful time.
Karen, do we have Christmas music we can just play over all of his bah humbugness?
No, I was not being bah. I don't know why you're interpreting it that way, because I'm being just the opposite. I was about to say before I was rudely interrupted that this is the time of year where there is so much hope. If you go to the religious part of it, the king is born. And think about some of the songs that are much more sacred than secular about the event. Jesus and the hope that the Christ child brought to the world, and how that's translated in lots of different ways at this time of year. So I think what you thought was a negative wasn't aimed at being a negative. It's aimed at bringing people. See, there's a lot of Christmas confusion because people have in their mind. There's the good and there's the at Christmas.
I don't really know that there's a lot of confusion about Christmas.
Oh, I think there is. I think a lot of people still believe that Christ was born on Christmas Day.
Oh, but that's not
December
confusion. 26th. That's just what we've all accepted as we. Yeah, that's when we celebrate it.
And you can celebrate birthdays whenever you want.
I mean, right.
You know, if you want to
start celebrating my birthday all year. Yeah. My birthday's not until May. Let's celebrate
how
now.
How did this nice thought that I have become such
I don't know. I don't think anyone's confused at Christmas.
Oh, I've been very confused at Christmas. Are you kidding?
Oh, oof. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's get away from. All right. No more confusion about Christmas. It is what it is. Unless it is what it isn't.
Oh, good Lord.
Again, I don't even know what to say.
There are lots of people who need to look out for, over this next week, the DUI checkpoints that are being set up all around the country. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Christmas week, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. The police say that there are drunk driving checkpoints being set up all over the country. This is something that was started, about 10 or 12 years ago, when people really were expanding the police. That's who I feel badly for.
Yeah.
All these people have to work on Christmas because people misbehave.
And what is there about they have to work, but they have to pick up drunk people on Christmas at 3 o'clock in the morning. No one wants to ruin somebody's life on Christmas, so just don't drive drunk. Just spend the night at your Aunt Sally's if you're going to have too much eggnog.
Right. Yeah. Take a cab. Take Uber. Take Lyft. They're everywhere.
Everybody's going to be drinking, so just spend the night. It's fine. Right. Or Uber. Yeah, you're right.
Why do people want to drink so much?
I don't know, but you better get ready.
You're driving me to drink.
we're gonna put something
Christmas
in.
Eve, I'm gonna be around a bunch of lushes.
No, we're gonna put some schnapps in your drink.
Yeah,
you are. So then I'll have to go upstairs and sleep it off, though.
No, we're gonna give you a white wine spritzer. My dad and I already discussed it. Yeah, we've got it all plotted out. It's fine.
I love that they have to plan how to get Doug to loosen up.
What?
No, it's not about getting him loosened up. He's already loose.
I'm loose. So here's an additional helpful hint for those of you who have not delivered all of the things that you want to deliver for Christmas. I have a lot of things that I've ordered that won't be delivered until during the week or maybe even next week. And I purposely did that because most of the stuff is for Miles. And I don't want, today's his birthday, so one present. Christmas, one present. His mother's birthday is the 27th. I'll share. There'll be a present for him and his mother that day. But I think you give kids, or maybe just everybody, not just children, too much stuff. But here's, I think this is very unique. I love this sort of thing. In Monton, Pennsylvania, there are people who run a company, run a farm. It's Plow Farms. And they've offered a very unique experience. There's a Newfoundland. You know what a Newfoundland dog is? Big, looks like St. Bernard, but they're black.
And they're
wonderful.
Bigger, I think, St. Bernard, right?
Yeah, fabulous dogs. They don't live too long, but they are fabulous, fabulous dogs. So the folks at the farm have used these Newfoundlands to deliver Christmas trees. The farm calls this event the Newfoundland Day Tree Pull. It's a family-owned farm, and so they have been, a lot of Facebook coverage for this sort of thing. Now social media loves this sort of thing. They've got 40 dogs, and if you look at the clip that's on Facebook, They call Newfoundlands Newfies, some people do. They can be seen pulling the Christmas trees through the snow for the customers out to the cars. And so because these dogs are so big, they weigh 120, 130 pounds, they're easily able to pull the trees. The fellow, there's a husband and wife who run the farm, And they started doing this back in the 1980s. The farm began incorporating new fees into the business no more recently, but they have been selling trees since the 80s, but now just recently they've used the Newfoundlands to bring, it's a charming, what a great, I mean, bring your children to that and watch how excited your children get. Just watching the dogs.
The kids will probably think they're miniature ponies or something.
Yeah.
Want to ride them around.
Yeah. Well, you don't do that. The backs of these dogs are not that strong. The hips aren't either. So, but anyway, they've got dozens of these newfies that gather for the annual festivities before Christmas. And they hook up to the sleds and they pull the trees out from where they are, being displayed out to the car. Family says, quote, dogs must have a draft certificate to pull, meaning they have to have been through multiple classes and training so they know all of the commands and how to properly execute the Christmas tree pull. I think that's neat. What a great idea. If I were going to have a Christmas tree farm, I might come up with something. I would have a little cow pull it. That'd be better.
Right? Oh, that would be cute. Well, those cows don't really do that, though, right?
Well, you can train cows anything. You can train cows to do anything you want them to.
Cows can do that. I'm thinking of like oxen, right?
Oxen.
They pull plows and stuff.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what they were for. Yeah. Well, that's what they were. They really, that was their purpose in life. Draft horses, that was their first job. And oxen, that was their first job. A beast of burden. I would bet that you could find camels doing something like this in the Middle East. Not sure I'd want to see a camel pulling Christmas trees around, but listen, anything's possible. Speaking of things that are possible.
So weird.
What?
Now we have camels at Christmas.
Camels at Christmas.
You know what? You said something about Christmas confusion. I am confused now. I amend my former statement.
Haven't you seen the Rockettes? They have a camel.
Right. I am confused.
Why are you confused? What are you confused about?
Because you have confused me now. But it's
have
okay.
I? Yes. I've accomplished what I've tried to done. Yep. Tried to do then. I have done what I've been trying to do then. Let's talk about your health for a moment. No question you need omega-3s, but what form of omega-3s should you be taking? Listen to Dr. Ken. Make sure you take a lot of fish oil. And then Dr. Jack will tell you to take krill oil. They're the two doctors associated with this program. This has been a debate for a long time. So now there's a solution to satisfy Dr. Ken and to satisfy Dr. Jack and, more importantly, to satisfy you, because you need both fish oil and krill oil in your body to stay healthy and to feel well. And so the folks at Purity Products have started to display and to distribute krill omega 50 plus in their advertising, on their website, that sort of thing. This is the newest thing to come along, and it's very cool. Krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10 has the best fish oil, the best krill oil in it, and it combines, this small pill has all of the best things that you need for your heart, your cardiovascular system, getting the blood to your muscles, your brain, all that good stuff. And then the krill oil part of this is like glucosamine, goes right to your joints and helps to alleviate the problem of arthritis. It's joint comfort you will get. Now, if you start on this today, in a week, you'll notice the difference. You'll feel the difference. And you get a free month supply, a whole month supply from Purity Products of this product by calling 800-355-1493. So why don't you do it right now while you're thinking about it? It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. It's called, and this is something that is sort of, it'll stick in your head, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Here's the number again to call, 800-355-1493 to get a free bottle. You pay a couple of bucks in shipping, that's it. But the merchandise is free, and it comes to you quickly, 800-355-1493. This could be part of New Year's resolution to make sure that your body feels, everything about your body feels better. Get better, feel well, be well, 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning the family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing. We're pleased to provide a safe and convenient experience for our customers, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 past the hour here on the DJB show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, all wishing you and yours a wonderful, happy Christmas. Let's enjoy it to the nth degree. One of the things that has been nice about this program over the years is I always find, or I don't find them, but people who work with me find great things to give away at Christmas time. And so if you would like to be the recipient of the Works Tool giveaway, you got a few more minutes, maybe, in terms of signing up for it at djvshow.com. And then we'll pick a winner later on today and announce the winner next week. We've had three winners of this driver and drill set from Works. Fabulous tool, one of these cordless drills. Everybody who's got a home shop needs one of these. And then the work table and sawhorse. Also, anybody who's got a home shop, whether down the basement, the garage, wherever it is, you need one of these too. So get one for yourself or to give away. Sign up. Your chances are just as good as anybody else who's there for the random drawing. Sign up at djvshow.com for this giveaway. Don't we have some CDs still to give away, or did we give all those 10-10ers away? We gave them all away. All right, so we've given away as much as we can give away without giving away the store, as it were. So the focus on music and games and food and life and love and the... But the original... I don't want to miss... I felt guilty a little bit because the ladies were sort of making fun of me in my... suggestion that Christmas is confusing because of the timeline. But the message isn't confusing. And I remember back to when I was a youngster singing in the junior choir at Plymouth Church in Framingham, being all excited about being able to sing some of these Christmas tunes. The things that were, obviously in church, we're singing about Jesus and that sort of thing. But the message of hope and the message of just plain freshness, the new approach to a new year. That's what we ought to be celebrating now and through the beginning of the new year. So let's do that, all right? 10 before the hour, celebrating together on the DJV show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Talk time now. The man from ourautoexpert.com, the man of the hour, the man of the moment is Nick Miles, who is here. And the first thing I'm going to ask him in a moment is, what color is his hair really? We'll find out in just a matter of moments. Plus, what are the the hot cars for Christmas? Do people really buy cars as Christmas presents? Up next here.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean, or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join and for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know that last-minute gift you need? Well, Office Depot Office Max has their best-selling HP laptop bundle on sale, which includes a Logitech wireless mouse, 1 year of Microsoft Office Personal, and McAfee protection software, all just $369. That's a $330 savings. Shop Office Depot Office Max for last-minute gifts. Take care of business. Offer ends 12/23. Limit one.
Now. 55 past the hour. Our auto expert is Nick Miles. All right, so, you know, this is one of those things where you get to know somebody well. I have a lot of people on this program who come from various parts of the country and actually along that line around the world. And we all sort of chuckle about the fact that this is a virtual program with all of us sounding like we're in the same room. We're talking together like we know each other. I've never laid eyes on Nick in my life. That was really why I brought this up. I'm looking at stuff that you've done on YouTube, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, Nick Miles, is he the blonde guy? The guy with the dark hair? okay, fess up. The beard, I get. The beard's there, but I can't figure out which it is that you like the best. I think you look best with dark hair, but that's just me.
You're right. This is the problem when you work in a newsroom full of women and the newsroom stylist is a woman. They decide that you look much better with different hair, and they decide to color your hair for you. So I made that mistake a few years ago of letting the TV station stylist style me blonde, and I've never lived it down since. But I am naturally a dark brown kind of guy with some salt and pepper coming in at the edges.
All right, okay, that's what I thought. I had a kick out of it as I'm looking around here, and I just thought, okay, we'll tease Nick a little bit. So, Christmas cars, do you find people buying? I know we have talked the last couple of weeks because it's getting toward the end of the year. They all have to get their quotas. You might get 8% off, 10% off, 12% off. But do people really buy cars for other people as presents at Christmas?
I think there's an excuse, Doug. They definitely do. So what happens is you're looking to a good deal towards the end of the year, and to justify the purchase, one partner says to the other, you know, we could just buy this as a Christmas present for you or for I or for both of us and call it good this year because it's such a big purchase, and cars are like the third biggest purchase that you'd ever make in your life. And then they do it. They do it. They buy the car, and then they say, hey, it's for Christmas. The fact is that the cars get sold probably about 8 to 10% more in this month than any other month of the year. And so, you know, just some of us being human beings that we are go, here you go, sweetie, it's a happy holidays, and I'll be driving it to work.
So, yeah, it's yours, but I'm going to drive it. So,
right.
You know, what that does is sort of kiss off the theory that I remember from a long time ago, because advertising for automobiles seems to be at its height in February. There's always President's Day sales, and I remember for many years in local radio how we'd all hype that up, and it was supposed to be the biggest time of the year. But according to what you're saying, it's not. Is it the worst time of the year to buy, in fact?
The first 2 months of the year tend to be slower. Not for SUVs, it's much bigger, but for sedans and other vehicles, it's much slower. The first 2 months of the year, the big months are actually in September, when we have the Labor Day celebration. That happens because the new models are coming in, and then the end of the year because dealers are looking for their better quotas.
Oh, okay, all right. So there's all kinds of reasons. Oh, here's the best sale, it's the best time of the year, and then the next ad is, no, this is a better time of year. So you don't know what really to believe, other than Nick is our auto expert. Nick Miles on the DJV Show, 59 after the hour.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.